All right, and we welcome to the show, George Sedano and Scott Kaplan. Hi, boys. How are you?
How we living, gentlemen? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Excellent.
John, how was Idaho?
Idaho was excellent.
I heard about the Baywatch channel.
I got to tell you, George, once you turn it on, you can't turn it off.
So it's funny you brought that up, because I have one of my TVs in the house is a Samsung Smart TV, and it has all the Samsung TV. And to your point, it starts at like channel 1000 and works its way to like 300 or 400 channels or something.
I don't want to say that channel 1073 is the Baywatch channel, but you may want to check that one out.
Yeah, I have seen it as I've scrolled by, and I'm like, this can't be real. And I literally stopped on it for a few minutes, and I ended up stopping on it for like 6 hours. So
Wait, what's the deal? I didn't hear this.
Cap.
So, yeah.
Okay, so my brother-in-law, where I stayed in Idaho, has a Samsung Smart TV, but he's a cord cutter. So he doesn't have cable or DirecTV or anything like that. He just has apps. And if you have a Samsung TV, and this isn't just in Idaho, this is anywhere.
Anywhere, right. And even if you have cable, you could still go to the Samsung TV portion of it.
Yeah. Samsung has their own set of channels.
Right.
Their own network, and I'm ashamed, Cap, that I didn't think of this first. They have a 24-hour Baywatch channel.
Wow.
All they do is run all 11 seasons of Baywatch, one after the other, no matter what time of day it's on. And it is, like, normally SportsCenter is my wallpaper. The whole time I was in Idaho, the Baywatch channel. And it's basically Playboy and Penthouse playmates being cast as lifeguards and running around on a beach. It's spectacular.
So it's not just Baywatch episodes, one right after the other?
It is.
Yes. No, it's no, exactly what it is.
That is what Baywatch episodes are.
He got lost when you said porn. That's
no, Playboy and Penthouse. Once you said those two things, I got that.
No, but Cap, all these girls that were cast in that show back in the day were either beauty queens, like Miss USA, Miss Universe, Miss, or Playboy Playmate of the Year 1990 or Penthouse Pet of the Year 1992, and somehow, like, one of them's a doctor. They're all lifeguards running around the beach. It is exactly what you think it is. It is like basically acceptable porn. They're just running around on the beach in tight bathing suits.
Kaplan prefers his porn unacceptable.
Well, yeah, it sounds like Ireland likes to accept that porn.
Well, but my wife was disgusted after the first couple of hours of me watching it. But
We're on vacation. Let's go outside.
Yeah, after the fourth or fifth day, I'm like, come on. I don't get this at home. George, I might go out and buy a Samsung TV just so I can have it in my office.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
I mean, they're pretty cheap these days, TVs.
Right,
in
you can
general.
Get a TV for anything.
You and know so, that when you turn on that Samsung TV, I have one also, and when you see all these apps, you're like, damn, there is so much on here. How would I ever possibly see any of this? And then you hear from companies, they're like, we're on 500 million television sets in the United States. It's like, yeah, but
nobody knows
anybody watching.
Right. So I have an idea for a channel that I don't know if you guys have heard me talk about before, but if I had the money, I would literally invest in this because I'm convinced it will make money. One thing I learned about...
Okay, hold on. I think I've heard you say this before.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Absolutely.
Car Chase TV.
Yeah, Car Chase. CCC.
Oh, you don't even understand.
Car
yesterday
Chase.
We did this yesterday. Yeah. You missed it yesterday.
All right. So here's the deal, guys. When I worked at... I've worked in TV news for 25 years. And when I got to L.A., when I got to KCBS KCAL in 1995, the one thing I noticed as I got to know all the people that I worked with is that whenever we had a car chase, regardless of whether the chase was good or not, our ratings tripled. People cannot take their eyes. So here's my idea. If there's a car chase going on anywhere in the world, we go live to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not a car chase going on, we run old car chases. And people will not be able to turn them off. And by the way, Cap,
You should just do this on a YouTube channel.
We're going to get all the girls from Baywatch to be the anchors.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to combine the Baywatch channel and the car chase channel. What do you guys think?
Very, very smart. You know, yesterday we were watching a car chase. And I was on like a 15-second delay behind what George was watching.
You're always delayed.
There's a whole delay situation going on here because I'm streaming, you know?
Right.
And I'm watching this, and at one point I'm like, wait a second, the guy is going again. And they're like, no, moron, that's a replay. So it was KCAL that I was watching.
Yeah.
And they were actually running the replay. Like, let's go back to the beginning of all of this and see where this began. And then they fast-forwarded. So, like, once they got the dude... it wasn't enough to just say, okay, back to your regularly scheduled program. It was like, let's go analyze the highlights of the chase.
Well, in a lot of ways, John, what you're pitching is Cops. Because Cops was, in a lot of ways, the car chase. It was going after the criminal, chasing after him. And yours is just basically the car chase version of it. Because sometimes,
yeah, no, I don't even want to meet the people doing the chase. Right. I just want the car chase.
Yeah, sometimes Cops would be on foot, and then you'd eventually get to the arrest, the whatever. But in a lot of ways, you are pitching the car-centric version of Cops.
So a few years ago, Mason and I got hired to do a pilot, and it was for Nat Geo Wild. And basically, it was animal fights. Okay, and they hired it. Siciliano did it, and our buddies that do the Nuggets in Denver, Scott Hastings and Jason Kosmicki did it. Basically, Mason and I were put in the role of play by play. Mason did color,
right?
And we would just a polar bear fighting a walrus.
It's a good fight.
And
it was
just going to be 24 hours of animal fights, and all they were changing was the anchors, and it didn't get picked up.
That's too
bad. But I should send you guys the pilot. Mason was great at it. They gave him a telestrator, and they would show the walrus and the polar bear, and he goes, look at this walrus right here. Look at this. He's just sitting there. He's not paying any attention. And he would circle the walrus. He goes, polar bear, his whole left side is not defended. Now watch this. Look at this bird. And he'd circle a bird. He goes, what's this bird doing? What's that bird? He was like John Madden.
I'm actually surprised that didn't get picked up. Because in a lot of ways, that's Shark Week.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you guys so you can watch it. And I wish it would have gone because we would have had a ball.
I think
so.
CNN actually had. Now it's more documentary style and it's more about the visuals because it's shot in like 4K or whatever. They do this documentary. I gotta find the name of it, but they do it. It's basically like Nat Geo, and it's a lot of that. Now there's some narration to it, but it is like they do it somewhere like. In the southern hemisphere. Hold on. I will find it. Hold on a second. Let me find it real quick.
We're standing by. Stand by. Everybody
wait.
Give
me a second. Hold on.
Guys Googling.
CNN Films, Special Programming and Documentaries. Let me see.
Listen to the wheels turn on my man Sedano here.
No, I'm trying to find it is what I'm trying to do. I'm online. Unlike you, Cappy, I know how to find things online.
Yeah, well, like yesterday, for example, we were having this conversation about apparently there was this couple at the top of the stadium in Oakland, and they were getting down and dirty, and now they're facing charges for, like, having sex in public. And I'm like, where can I see this video? And the next thing you know, my timeline on Twitter is filled with the video with people going, dude, a simple search will help you find this. True, but I still couldn't see it well enough to know what was going on.
It is
Patagonia!
Patagonia is a company.
No. This is Patagonia, like the area of the world, Patagonia.
Where's that?
Life on the edge of the world. It's like in the southern hemisphere, like near, like, it's like the southernmost tip of like South America, like close to like, Antarctica or whatever. It's in that region of the world. It's like the lowest southernmost tip of like South America.
Wait, Antarctica is the furthest south part, not the furthest north part?
It's Antarctica's on the south, southern hemisphere.
Okay, and how's it so cold down there?
Because it's cold on the tips.
I've heard that. Cold
hey,
on the tips.
Do you guys both agree with Andy that the news today that Kevin Durant going back to the Nets closes the door on Kyrie being traded? Sedano, what do you think?
Listen, let me explain something to you. Okay.
Please.
And by the way, Om Young Masuk, who just sent me the text of Patagonia on CNN, thank you for sending me that. I saw it after the fact, after I Googled it, but I did see your text.
Shout out to Om.
But, John, if I'm being honest here, like, if someone asked me this earlier, like, do you believe that, like, KD will be there for 4 years and you believe Kyrie will be there the whole year? I'm like, I don't even know if I'm, like, confident enough to bet anything that they'd be there for 4 months, even despite all the stuff that was said today.
So you think that this is, it may not stick.
I mean, if you had to bet right now that this thing will run smoothly for Brooklyn the entire season, you think that's the case?
No, what I said was, I don't think Kyrie is going to be a Laker. As long as KD is there, they're not going to move Kyrie.
Oh, no. I agree with that. I said that yesterday. I said, because I was like, when the Nets said yesterday, that they weren't moving Kyrie, that they were going to keep Kyrie no matter what, was the quote, okay? I'm like, that's a bunch of bull, because they're literally taking calls from the Memphis Grizzlies, although Memphis didn't offer anything of substance because they wouldn't even give up Desmond Bane, let alone Jaren Jackson Jr. was just picks. I said, as long as they're taking calls on KD, I don't know if I buy that. And to add to that, I said what you said, Andy. I said, if the only way Kyrie's on this roster is if KD is still on this roster. And even then, I'm not 100% certain, but I would say that, excuse me, I had to swallow there. But the what I said was, ultimately, I believe that Kyrie Irving is only going to be involved if KD is there. Because if KD got traded, that was my example, why would they keep Kyrie in that scenario? But now that the KD situation has been resolved, yeah, they're going to ride it out with Kyrie. But, man, are you willing to risk losing him for nothing in the offseason?
I worry about the offseason when the offseason comes.
But
I
mean, what would Kyrie's value be in a trade?
I mean, it depends how good he plays this year, right?
Exactly.
Like, if he can keep it quiet.
Right, for the time being, until Kyrie reestablishes himself as reliable and playing on a regular basis, I don't think the Nets really have to worry about losing him for nothing. He may end up wanting to go back to Brooklyn because he didn't have the suitors that he wants.
I mean, listen, let me ask you guys this. I mean, once Kevin Durant makes the announcement and the Nets make the announcement that they're in partnership and they're going to resume the partnership, the assumption I think most of us would have is, okay, well, then Kyrie's going back. Mostly because, and we talked about this yesterday, there's not, the whole league is not calling Brooklyn to try and get Kyrie.
No.
Right? I mean, right now it's only one team.
Right. And by the way, I will say this. If I'm Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman, his agent, and I'm looking around, and I know some of this is posturing. It's not just like, you know, eventually maybe somebody would have given up more. But nobody was even willing to give up like their second best player in a trade, let alone their best players. Like, they were getting third and fourth best players plus a ton of picks as the deals for Kevin Durant. It goes to show you that for whatever reason, and I don't know why, because his talent is still incredible, that teams have maybe soured on him a little bit because he's been a little wishy-washy.
Because he's a pain in the ass.
But then you couple that with Kyrie, and it's like, holy moly, if that was the market for Kevin Durant, then yes, there is no market for Kyrie. And that's why Kyrie needs to rehabilitate his image some.
Right, and that's why.
Well,
for the
right, because think about this. Think about this. What if you say, okay, KD's going back and they know they're going to have him. So now they can move Kyrie theoretically to the Lakers. But wait, the problem is that the assumption would have been that Kyrie would come to the Lakers and Russ would go to Brooklyn. Well,
yeah, you can't do that with KD there.
Well, that's my point. Is so that now that KD is back, that whole, you know, Kyrie to the Lakers and Russ to the Nets, I mean, I think that's up in smoke, don't you guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you guys notice that the announcement from Sean Marks, first of all, it happens to be Sean Marks' birthday, which is kind of hilarious.
Happy birthday.
Quite a present to himself.
Yeah.
But that statement from Sean Marks about, you know, we're going to continue our partnership, blah, blah, blah. At the end, there's a Nets logo.
Right.
And then a logo for the boardroom.
Yeah, KD's logo. Yeah.
Right. So that's a partnership. It's us and him. It's our brand and his brand together in a partnership.
I think that's so funny, though.
So speaking of partnerships, I believe sports has become that, like with your star players. Now, Cappy is anti-employee, is what I like to say, Ireland and Kamenetsky.
Just keep in mind, that's what George likes to say.
Okay. Well, now, because
now,
he always
cite your example.
He always sides with owners.
Okay.
And he always sides with the NCAA. He doesn't even think NIL is a good idea.
Okay.
So yesterday we were talking about Lamar Jackson. And because now that Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed deal, like Lamar Jackson's asking for one, which I don't blame him because the precedent has already been set. Kirk Cousins has one. So I'm like, dude, you think the Ravens are going to not pay him what he wants? Like, they're just going to walk and start over again?
That's
ridiculous.
No, okay, I'm missing out. All right, hey,
let me pose this to you, though. Hold on real quick. What it comes down to is this. Do you give a player a guaranteed contract?
Yes.
Because another franchise did.
No, you give a player a guaranteed contract because eventually quarterback is the most important position in the sport and maybe in all of sports. And if that's what the going rate is, you got to do it. You're going to have to do it for Josh Allen. You're going to have to do it for whoever else is next because that's what those guys are going to get on the market.
Particularly when you're as good as Lamar Jackson.
All right, we will leave that for you guys. Sorry, before we go, we found it. Here it is. Nature Zone. Hit it, Jorge. Oh, it doesn't work. He's got it.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
This is the one we've been waiting for all winter long up here in the Arctic. It's a big boy, a polar bear, versus a bunch of big boys, a herd of walruses. Let's go to the tail of the tape. You look at a polar bear, they're white, they're fluffy, they seem really cute. Don't let that fool you. This is the largest land carnivore in the world, and I got a feeling it's hungry today.
And what about the walruses?
What they lack in quickness, they make up for in defense. They got thick skin, they got big rolls, they got imposing tusks. This is going to be a fun one today.
And there he is, the polar bear, stalking his prey. He's got a lot of walruses to choose from, Steve.
And look at these walruses. They are geared up and loaded for bear.
All right, it's got to be close to 100 walruses out there.
That was the Nature Zone, and remarkably, it did not get picked up.
That's a travesty. That's a travesty.
I actually think that sounds cool. What channel was that for? Nat Geo?
Yeah, we tried to sell it. The guys who made it tried to sell it to Nat Geo, but they didn't pick it up.
That is an absolute mistake.
Shame.
Yeah, well, maybe this will revitalize it.
With all these streamers, like, nobody would pick that up. I mean, there's a million places to have content now.
Shame. You should put it on the Baywatch channel.
There you go.
Yeah, but the Baywatch channel, I'm telling you guys, once you start watching it, you cannot stop.
Yeah.
It is the greatest it's better than, I mean, I used to put SportsCenter on as wallpaper. Not anymore. Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. That's it for Mason and Ireland. Coming up next, Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
17 minutes after 4 p.m. in the Southland, it is a live imaging Tuesday on Shitano and Cap.
We should start now.
Tomorrow at this time, you will be performing this in front of a packed homebound brew house at Union Station in downtown L.A. As we press the flesh with the Sedano and Cap community, the Circle of Trust.
The Circle of Trust will be there.
If you don't have plans to be there tomorrow at 4 p.m., be there.
Bring it. Bring
Union
it
Station downtown.
You don't even need to drive, right?
Train in.
No, I'm going to train in. I will be there at 3 o'clock off that 2:10 p.m. Amtrak train.
Okay.
The party train.
So the folks in Orange County should just go up on the train, is what you're saying.
We could do a train party on the way there.
I mean, with you, yeah.
Who doesn't like a train party?
Live imaging Wednesday on the train.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hashtag Lou. That'd be great. Party on the train with Morales on the way north.
Party, party, oh party.
You know it, sucker.
What's wrong with you?
That's the straight truth. That is.
Yeah. Sedano and Cap is on. How you boys doing?
I'm good. And since I know Ireland's listening to the PTI podcast right now, even though PTI's not on, he's going to be a little disappointed. He's listening to a podcast from probably a week and a half ago. But we talked a lot of sports at the end of that. Cross.
Seemed a little sports heavy.
I know we were doing a really good job
considering he was talking about Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah.
And then he brought it back somehow.
Yeah,
he did.
He's a master at it.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. That John Ireland, I'll tell you that right now.
You watched House of Dragons, I heard.
George, yeah. I watched you? House of Dragons
House
or
of
House
the
of
Dragon.
The Dragon, one
yeah.
dragon.
Yeah,
I freaking loved it. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, which I was, I remember the night before I turned it on at 10 o'clock, 12 minutes in, I was falling asleep. Not because it was boring, but because I was tired. Because I'd been partying with Boss Amanda and the Bitmaster himself, Chris Morales, all day Saturday. So by Sunday night, I was
still
tired.
Haven't mentioned the Breakfast with Beto.
No, I did mention the Breakfast with Beto.
No, like you did like for like 2 seconds yesterday.
Well, you know,
I brought it up.
I said to a
Beto's
guy yesterday,
very mad. It seems like
well, not only Beto, but Beto's supporters are mad. I said, look, Beto and I had a lovely breakfast. We spent an hour. Amanda and Chris and I spent 24 hours. So I spoke proportionately about both visits. That's all. Just that Beto's visit was a whole lot shorter. Chris,
I mean, you had like an embrace with him on social media.
Well, I mean, you saw him. He was when I said bring it in, you saw his face, right? Yeah. I mean, he was
listen,
not happy
Cappy
about
and
it.
I. You want to talk about embraces? Our final spot at the Kraken down there in Cardiff. A lot of our sweat was on each other.
Oh, you know,
on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. That is straight up the truth.
Travis Atsuliwa today, during a live imaging Tuesday, wanted me to chronicle the entire night, beginning to end. And I realized I consumed more, I don't want to say more alcohol than I ever had, but a substantial amount. It's top 10.
Wow.
Really?
Top 10 for you. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to think about it. It started at lunch. You know, we had a couple of pops at lunch. Then we went over to the track. We had your drinks in the afternoon.
Well, actually, technically, it started at my home at 10 a.m. because when boss Amanda, the great Amanda Brown, came to pick me up, I was already a couple deep. Loosen up, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then maybe that's why you lost your phone.
Maybe so.
So you chronicled the whole thing. You started early in the morning.
Right. By the way, Beto did tweet this in the community today in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust on Twitter. You can join the community by finding the community section on Twitter. And then in the little search bar, little hourglass thing on the right, type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust and you'll find it. He says, because you ignored me, capital letters. How dare you? I'm back to being Team Mason.
Oh, Yvay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I said to somebody, somebody's like, well, why did you barely talk about Beto? I'm like, I don't know. It just wasn't necessarily quite the highlight. You know, the highlight was Chris and boss Amanda coming down and, you know, hanging out all day at Del Mar.
I mean, this kid literally went across, like, he was in Mexico doing a fight or something and, right. like, came to you. And, you like, he went from another country. You right. did international travel to get to you.
We got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Sliwa just texted and said, I counted 38 drinks, which means Sliwa is right now listening to Shidano and Cap in the afternoon. And I just want to say that is progress.
Yeah.
From young
Sliwa was a guest yesterday.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he came
Ramona,
on to
by the way, at 5:15 today. Ramona.
I mean, yeah, Sliwa was on yesterday to explain. Chris, have you been told of this? Have you been notified?
By the way, Ramona texted me today during the Chronicle, during Travis and Sliwa. She had some thoughts about Bo Derek. That despite having to spend 17 hours at a racetrack hearing you break down the, oh, guys, this guy was on turf. No, this guy raced in his practice round, that it was worth it for Bo Derek. And I'm not saying it wasn't worth it. But it was a lot of time at the racetrack.
I agree. It was a long Oof. Day.
And
it
a lot a of cocktails. Those.
I mean, did you bet every race? Is that what happened?
We were there for all of them.
Chris did not bet on any races.
Well, I got enough addictions. I don't need a new one.
Right. He said, I don't want to get addicted to gambling. So he decided to stay away from it. But
That's
Amanda
fair.
And I did.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart. Amanda and I did, though. We bet on every race.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, not big money. I mean, we were betting a couple bucks each race, but it was fun. You know, Chris is like laughing at me because he's like, I can't believe you are breaking down the races like this. Because Amanda didn't know what was going on. So I was kind of going deep into detail. George, I think you would have liked all the data, frankly.
Okay.
But Chris was, you were pretty surprised, huh, Chris?
By your breakdowns and the fact that you kept breaking it down and yet never won?
Well,
I thought it was impressive.
That is true. That is true. And it was a shame, too.
Amanda won her first race just by guessing.
Yeah.
Cap, do you go there every weekend?
He's the mayor. The mayor.
That's what I hear.
Well, Stable Wars.
Right. Yeah, don't forget about Stable Wars. That's right.
We need like a nay sound effect for that. Mm-hmm. But Cap, I was just asking because, you know, I love to gamble. So I'll have to Venmo you some dollars to bet
there
on the
you
horses
go.
For
well,
me.
Well, why don't you come down
the
last weekend, you know, right before Labor Day.
Okay. I'm down.
He has asked everybody at this radio station 17 times to come
down. Because I love
You've
to show it off.
You've never asked me, Cap. You've never invited me.
I love to show it off, man.
I've never been invited.
Well, you are more than invited. You are Lindsay Baseball, Double H, you are always invited. Anytime I can show off this hidden gem, I'd love to.
I bet you I'd win a lot of money, too.
God, it'd be great. I mean,
I
it was
often
so,
do.
It was so. It sucked so bad because it was like all the favorites were winning, and we weren't playing the favorites. So we would bet on, like, horses 2, 3, and 4. And they would all come in second, third, and fourth, but somebody would sneak in and beat us for first, and we would lose on that. And we were so close so many times to winning big money.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. That's gambling for you.
Yeah, that's how
Chris, 38 drinks on the day, though. That's a lot of drinks.
That's Sliwa's count, but I think it's close.
Wow.
It was a lot. Well, those Hollywood, not Hollywood Park, those Del Mar cocktails, that's like a big gulp.
Yeah. But then you had a really, but we ate along the way, so we were eating. You know, we were soaking it up.
I was ordering a lot of Mediterranean plates, a lot of guac and chips.
Yeah, and then later you had a big fat steak.
I did have a big. I don't remember the steak that well.
Really,
the dinner is a little shady in my memory. I bounced back at the Kraken.
Oh man, George, you should see Morales work a dance floor. You've seen him grind in the studio.
I've seen him grind on key.
You've seen him grind on stage at the Mandy's. But when you see him get into a nightclub where he can really let it go,
yeah,
my man got moves.
You've never seen me grind on Cougars by the Sea, though.
That is so true. And they were all over him, too, by the way.
It could be like a song, Cougars by the Sea.
They loved him.
Yeah.
Cougars just loved Morales. He had his pick of the cougar litter.
Good for you.
Yep. They loved him. They did.
Yeah. And by the way, you can see all the shenanigans at Homebound Brewery. Here's your chance to join us and be part of the community. Come by Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station tomorrow, August 24th, for our live broadcast from 4 to 7 p.m. Food and drink specials will include a free pint of High Five Rye Pale Ale with the purchase of a $12 hot dog. That hot dog's got to be delicious. Or choose a Boilermaker with a shot of Teeling Irish Whiskey or Illegal Mezcal. For $7.10. Get it?
$7.10. Nice.
Yeah. Plus, you'll have a chance to win some ESPN LA swag, including our Wilding t-shirts. We have new t-shirt ideas, Chris. While you're here, we can talk to you about that. See you tomorrow at Homebound Brewhouse, LA Union Station, in the heart of LA, Union Station, where Los Angeles begins.
And I'm looking for everybody in the community to be there, because the community is a very tight-knit group of people.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying to the community, come on out. Bring your A game. Yeah. Let's have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's also create a sound so that anybody who doesn't make it tomorrow will be driving around in their car going, why did I not go? They're having so much fun. There's tons of people. There's noise. It's craziness going on there.
Yeah.
Everybody be there tomorrow.
So coming up next, I wanted to get into a little more detail on this KD thing, more so than we did with Ireland and AK. Now, I see on the rundown, somebody wrote, great job, Joseph Tsai and his team. I'm guessing that was you.
I wrote that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see why you believe that is a great job. And we also can get into why it affected the Lakers. You still haven't actually said anything about House of the Dragon other than you thought it was awesome.
But I loved about it, though. Actually,
okay,
you know
but
what?
How
I'll
about
tell
you do that on the other
side? I'll tell you on the other side.
We need to. I don't want Greg yelling at us. Because then we'd have to yell back at him, and that won't get pretty. So let's do that. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Sedano and Cap.
Who?
On a live imaging Tuesday. Happy birthday, Ricky. Rick Springfield turned 73 years old today.
Damn.
Is there anything better than this song?
Especially the way he strums the guitar, though, and down. It's so cool.
And the scene in Boogie Nights when this happened?
And she's looking with that body, and I just
great
know
song.
It.
Here it comes, Cap. Here it comes.
Go ahead, Cappy. Sing it.
You know that I wish I hadn't Jesse's girl.
A little off key.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Haven't heard it in a while. A
little pitchy.
Yeah.
It's also National Sponge Cake Day.
Ugh.
Is that like angel food cake?
I think they're different. I think sponge food cake is different than
angel food cake?
Yeah,
I mean,
just based on name alone. Yeah,
yeah.
Sponge cake is like a fluffy, like light. It's like cake, but lighter.
Sounds a lot like angel food cake to me.
No, angel food cake is mostly chocolate, though, isn't it?
No, angel food cake is fluffy. It's that like that circular thing you get in the produce section. You fluff that thing up. You put some strawberries and some whipped cream, and bam!
Yeah,
you got a light and fluffy dessert, homeboy.
In an angel food cake. Egg whites are whipped and then folded into the batter, whereas in a sponge cake, the eggs are part of the batter itself and do not require egg whites to be whipped and folded.
That's good batter knowledge.
I did not know.
The angel food cake is fluffier, is what I would say. It's more marshmallowy, I would say, than sponge cake.
I feel like sponge cake has more standalone texture. Whereas angel food cake, you got frosting and stuff all over it.
No, you don't.
No, there's frosting on sponge cake, too.
Yeah,
oh, there is?
Angel food cake is like most commonly used with strawberry shortcake. You just put strawberries on it.
Correct.
Oh, yet again, that I did not know. I love strawberry shortcake, by the way.
Can you guys believe that song we're just talking about here, me and Funch, that song is 41 years old, Jesse's Girl?
Yeah, I can't believe Rick Springfield is 73 years old.
I know, that's what I said.
Rick Springfield could be my father.
So he was 32 when that song came out, and he is now 73. That's insane.
And wasn't he like a big star on a soap opera
General
back
Hospital.
Then?
Yeah.
He was a looker, as you know, probably my mom would say.
Really?
He's a looker.
I mean, he is 73. He's like my mom's age, you know?
Right. I would say, because you have to be about 73 to use that phrase. So there is that part of the equation as well. Mm. So let me ask you, Cappy.
Go ahead.
Before we get to KD, give me like 60 seconds on House of the Dragon. That's right, not just it was awesome.
No, I'm going to say this. To anybody that liked Game of Thrones, like I did, Yeah. You're going to love House of the Dragon. Why? I'm going to tell you right now. Sex and violence. You know, that was the signature of Game of Thrones. And in the first 12 minutes when I watched it on Sunday night when I fell asleep, there was no sex and violence. But I watched the full hour and 15 minutes of episode one. Lots of sex, lots of crazy violence. Remember in Game of Thrones, George, when the one guy was fighting the mountain and then the mountain crushed his skull? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay. This one, no spoiler alert, it just the violence. Somebody took an axe to the face and it was awesome. Loved it. I know that sounds really brutal, but it was great. House of the Dragon, episode one, awesome. I just can't believe I now, is it a week-to-week thing? I can't binge it, right?
Yeah, it's week-to-week.
I know. That's kind of like Legacy. Now, tonight I'm going to watch episode three of Legacy. I'm going to watch this Lakers thing. Now, I watched House of the Dragon. Now, please, come join me for Legacy so we can have these conversations.
Episodic is the term, I believe.
Okay. Come on, don't sigh on me.
What else
Come
is on
on
TV today?
Oh, I got another one for you. Tonight,
oh, the
Tuesday,
Dodgers are playing the Brewers, though, bro.
I understand. Yeah. Gonsolin's pitching. You might want to watch that.
Yeah, against his former tonight. College teammate.
Did you guys see the pajama uniforms they were wearing last night?
The all City blue? Connects?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, the Los Dodgers uniform.
I just don't like how they're all the dark blue. They just look like they're wearing pajamas, like footy
pajama
pajamas.
Jammy jam.
Yeah. Yeah. They have little feet on them.
A lot of people have an issue with the all blue.
Yeah. I feel like I normally don't. I like them, but I guess just looking at who is pitching, Phil Bickford, he looks like he's wearing footy pajamas.
Oh, my God. Well, don't even get me started on Bickford. Every time that guy's on the mound, I feel like he's getting tagged.
Right. Forget about the uniform. I mean, concentrate on the pitching, you know?
Jeez. Bickford.
Bad. Bad.
And I can also only think about when Ireland was yelling at Mason for a week going, bring in Bickford!
You know, there was the first shutout. The Dodgers, they were shut out for the first time the entire season at home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a team as hot as they have been, to lose at home and be shut out, pretty surprising.
Yeah, it wasn't great. And Julio pitched great. He pitched well.
House of the Dragon is awesome, by the way. Just wanted to say that to everybody. Everybody in the community should be watching it so that we can all be discussing it.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Julio a second ago, he's the only bobblehead Mateo has. He's a Julio Urias bobblehead. We had that day. So there you go.
You mean you got it when you went to a Dodger game?
The time we took him. It was the bobblehead night. Day, night, whatever it was.
Next bobblehead, take that kid.
Yeah. I mean, the kid loves baseball. He wants to play baseball all the time.
I understand.
I'm like,
kid's got a future. Got a future in the game.
I got stuff to do. You know what I mean? I can't be just like, you know, pitching to you all day.
Get him a pitching machine.
That's a great idea, actually. But he's three. Like, I don't know if he can handle that.
No, they got it. They got little wiffle ball machines.
Get him a
they
net.
Do?
Yeah.
You get him one of those nets that come back at you, though.
Right. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Mm.
You can't just pitch to your own son?
I mean, not the entire day, Christopher. I have work to do.
Cue Cats in the Cradle.
You know, I have things to do, too. Cats I can't just be like, you know, home. I'm not, you know, I'm just not the pitching machine all day. You know, I mean,
when you're coming home, son, I don't know when.
That's we'll what Tadano said. Then,
Dad. Yeah.
You know, we'll have a good time then.
When are you coming home, Dad? He goes, I don't know when.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, actually, kid. I'm going to bounce into a different city every
but
day.
But we'll be together then.
Yeah. KD, why are you so, again, you love owners. Do you want to be an owner one day? Is that what this is?
Well, I'd much rather be an owner than a player.
Really? I mean, yeah I guess from the, like, I mean, it's not like players don't make a lot of money these days, you know what I mean? But I guess you just, like, if you only care about money, sure.
No, I mean, 20 years ago, I wanted to buddy up to the players. 20 years ago, I was like, hey, I'd like to know these guys and be friends with these guys and, you know, run around with the ballers. Today, as I've gotten older, I would much rather hang out with an owner than I would a player. But as far as Joe Tsai
goes... No, but what about hang out? Like, it doesn't have to do with hanging out. Like, you have nothing in common with Joe Tsai, the owner, who you said on our rundown, great job, Joseph Tsai and his team, exclamation point.
Here's why. Because yesterday...
What do you have in common with the guy who created Alibaba?
My love for search engines in China, I think.
Yeah.
I mean
it's not a search
that.
Engine. It's more like an eBay. But
well,
yeah,
whatever
Amazon,
it is. Whatever. Look, here's the thing. I actually planned on talking about this yesterday. We never really got to it. But to me, when you have a player like Kevin Durant and he is outwardly saying, I want to trade. Okay, fine. I want the coach and the general manager out or it's me. And you've got him like constantly saying all these things that are not really positive about your franchise when you've kind of, I feel like, bent over backwards for the guy to try and make him happy. I think it's incumbent on the owner to sit down with the player, especially a player like Durant, who's made that kind of money, who thinks that in his world, I'm the man. Okay? But at some point, the owner should sit down with him and go, look, I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm an international business guy. Okay? I'm here to work with you and negotiate with you and find a way to make this all work because that's what I want. So I'm here to try and work this out with you. And it just seems like the owner, the general manager, the star player, the agent finally all got together and all made a decision that we're going to continue this partnership. I credit the owner for doing that rather than saying, screw him, trade him. Or, no, we're not trading him. He's going to sit here. I just think that's good communication, and I think that's a great job by an owner. You don't think that's a good idea or a good job?
No, I don't disagree with that part of the equation, but I don't think that... Like, I think if you're Joe Tsai, you need Kevin Durant more than he needs you. And that's why he did it.
Well, regardless of what your motivation is, if I'm the owner of the team, I have a desire. My desire is I want Kevin Durant to shut up and play for me. Stop with all the media stuff and stop with all the threats and stop with everything. Play ball for us. We gave you the coach you wanted. We got you the team around you. Come on, man. Let's work this out. And I think that Joseph Tsai did a very good job of saying, let's all sit down like grownups. Let's all sit down like professional business people. And let's engineer the outcome that we all want. And I think he did a good job.
I think if you were the owner of the Nets, you would have just told KD to bring it in.
Oh, George, come on. You know that's the case. I'd be like, KD, you and me, right now, let's hug this thing out. Come on. Come here. No. Come to me. Come on. Okay, meet in the middle. Let's bring it in. And I'm going to show you the love.
And then he would have had the same reaction Beto did in your picture.
Which was, I'm cringing right now. Please don't touch me.
Yeah, correct.
Which is kind of the reaction you had last week when you returned from vacation and I told you to bring it in.
No, I didn't. I wasn't as like, you know.
I walked right around the table and I just hugged all over you. I just hugged it out with you, man.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, I hugged you too, but I didn't have the stank face like Beto did.
I know he did. So what do you think, though? Do you not think credit goes to the Brooklyn Nets, the owner, the general manager, to find a way to make him commit, if you will, back to the project?
Actually, if anything, I'm giving credit to Kevin Durant for being like, I'm sure they just told him, look, we can't get equal value for you like right now for one reason or another. So let's just play. Let's play the season out and figure it out. And he still, at the end of the day, I mean, people can say, oh, he's under contract for 4 years, but he could sit out if he wanted to. I mean, Ben Simmons did it. So, and he was like, he's not going to let his legacy, which, you know, has taken a little bit of a hit, I think. But I don't think he was going to let his legacy be what it was with Ben Simmons. And I think that that's just not in his nature. And he was willing to be like, okay, we'll figure it out. Let's see how this goes. But do you honestly believe like Kevin Durant's going to be there for 4 years? Because I sure as hell don't.
Well, listen, this is this year two of the four-year deal? Or is this year three of the four-year deal?
I believe it's year two.
Okay. So do I believe that he's going to be there for the full four years?
Oh, no. He's got four more years left,
okay,
if I recall correctly. Let me double check on that, but go ahead.
Do I think that Kevin Durant will be there for the next 4 years? Again, regardless, do I think he'll be there throughout the end of the contract? I do. I really do. Because that's his team. If Kevin Durant left the Nets...
Oh, no, he's got four more years. Okay, two, three, four. Yeah.
So my answer to your question is, I do. I think he'll be
there. No chance. You want to do the Camus bet again? You got 4 years. I mean, you got time to buy it.
I know, but this is a very unpredictable deal. I mean, this is we're talking
but
about.
But you just
again,
said you felt confident that he'd be there for 4 years.
Yeah, but I don't know that I need to place a bet on it.
Or you don't believe it is what you're saying.
No, it's not that I don't believe it. It's just that you're asking me a question and I'm giving you an immediate reaction, which is I think it's highly conceivable that Kevin Durant could actually be there for the next 4 years. Why not? Why? Give me the opposite side. Why can't he or why won't he?
Because it's going to be a train wreck and they're not going to be able to build a championship around him. Like, you basically have a 1 year window because I don't know if they're going to re-sign Kyrie and they don't have assets to get other players. So like they're stuck. I mean, they better hope he stays there for 4 years or they're in real trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Here's the thing. You used the word legacy. And what Kevin Durant's legacy would be if he decided to retire today is incredible individual talent. Yes, a championship player, but really a championship guy who joined a championship club. And then, by the way, when he decided he wanted to go out on his own and prove to the world that he could do it without Steph and crew, he couldn't. That's his legacy today.
For now.
Yeah, for now. That's my point. So I think that if you care about your legacy, which at this point he's got all the money in the world, he's already got the rings. If you care about your legacy, the goal is to try and win on your own. And you're trying to take what has traditionally been a downtrodden franchise and you're trying to bring it to a championship. So I could conceivably see Kevin Durant staying there throughout this contract. You obviously disagree.
No, I have no chance. I'm just saying. I don't buy it. I will say this. I don't think all is lost for the Lakers, though. But I think that there needs to be extreme caution, is what I would say. And I'll explain that in a moment. But first, here's your chance to hang out with us tomorrow. Join the Sedano and Cap community. Homebound Brewhouse, Union Station, tomorrow, August 24th. Live broadcast, 4 to 7. Food and drink specials. All sorts of stuff. High Five Rye Pale Ale. Get a free pint of that with the purchase of a $12 hot dog. You get choose a Boilermaker shot or a Teeling Irish whiskey or an illegal mezcal for $7.10. We got a ton of drink specials. I mean, you can't get a drink anywhere for $7.10 anymore. Like, have you been to a... I mean, you were just at a bar this weekend. Probably several of them. There's no way you're getting a good drink for $7.10. And you will tomorrow at Homebound Brewhouse. Plus, you have a chance to win some ESPN LA swag and, of course, our Wilding t-shirts. See you tomorrow at Homebound Brewhouse at the Los Angeles Union Station in the heart of L.A., Union Station, where Los Angeles begins. We're back in 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Live imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. On this day in 1998, That 70s Show premiered on Fox.
What year?
That's what you gave me, huh?
I wasn't a big fan of That 70s
Neither
Show.
Neither was I, but you can
at least
sell
it. Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Huh. Well, no, I mean, I didn't realize it lasted that long.
I don't know how long it lasted, but it was a long time ago.
It was on at least 10 years, right?
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Really? Yeah.
It was a decade, easily,
totally.
Yeah.
A decade?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll look it
Is
up.
Is that the show that made Ashton Kutcher's career?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what started
And that's
it,
where he met, what's-her-face?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And Wilden Valderrama.
Yeah, Wilden Valderrama.
So, yeah, it was like 8-9 seasons.
9 seasons, yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I just wasn't a huge fan of the show. I mean, I like all those people as individual actors. I just never really cared for the show all that much.
A couple of creepers on that show as actors. Just
like who?
Oh, gosh. Why did you say
why?
That?
Why do you need to know?
Just Google it. That 70s Show, Creep.
Thank you. Seriously.
By the way, really? I'm really missing Cappy today because usually what I take the train in on Tuesdays, right, on Live Imaging Tuesdays, and then Cappy drives me home. Yeah. Or actually not home, but back to the train station, which is 5 minutes from my home.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun, too, on those rides. Huh?
We do.
Well, he says you yawn a lot, actually.
He does yawn because he's coming off of whatever he takes. Right. But he still gets me there safely.
Yeah. You do take something because, like I said, by the last 30 or 40 minutes of the show the other day, your eyes went completely bloodshot for some reason.
Well, that's true. That is true.
That even happens on a Saturday, too. Trust me. But also, so producer Lindsay was going to give me a ride home tonight to the train station, and now... No, not happening.
It's not my fault. Listen, I'm very peeved about this. So I was going to buy my car tonight that I have been wanting to buy for, I don't know, what, 2-3 weeks now. Finally found the perfect car that I want.
Yeah.
And it's at the dealership in Irvine. Mm-hmm. And
all the way down in Orange County.
Right. So I told Chris, I was like, I'll schedule it for Tuesday. And it's scheduled, like, reserved for me to test drive, pick it up. I did the pre-approval. Everything's all set, right? It says on the app, it is reserved for me at CarMax. Well, then I started texting them just to say, hey, can I send you my documents ahead of time, blah, blah, blah. And they say, oh, it looks like that car's actually being sold to somebody else.
Oh. Whoa!
After, wow. I thought I was buying that car tonight. And so I called them, and they were just like, sorry, we don't know what happened. So
here's what happened.
Don't buy
somebody
a car
walked
from
in and was ready to buy it right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't. It says that it's on hold for me. So that's one thing. It's like, I get that. And I said to them, I said, so does your putting a car on hold mean nothing, I guess? Like,
it doesn't mean anything, because here's what happens. Somebody walks in, they're like, boy, I really like this car. And they're like, yeah, well, we've got a hold on it for some girl named Lindsay, double H, Lindsay Baseball. And they're like, yeah, but I'm here right now. You don't know for sure that she's going to come tonight and buy it. And even if she comes and test drives it, what if she doesn't buy it? I'm here right now, ready to buy it.
That's
and
something guy, you would do.
Well, one guy walks into his manager and he goes, hey, listen, I can make the sale right now. And the manager's like, do it, sell it.
That's bad. That's bad business.
I was going to say, that's an integrity problem there because that's I was going business. To buy the car. And now I told them, you know what? You guys just lost a sale, so have fun.
Yeah, that's bad
I
business.
I lost a ride home.
Yeah,
so
really.
Now I'm a bigger deal. Basically,
I will take you home, Chris.
No,
I told him I'll still take him home. No, I mean, it's not my fault. Like, I can't help it that they screwed me over.
But here's Laura the thing, might be going down to see the boo. Though.
Exactly. I can just go see my boo. So don't worry about that.
I could either get on the 7:10 p.m. train, or then I have to wait till the 10:30 train, which is sometimes that late one I take. So that means I have to leave the show early, like at 6:30.
No, that sucks.
I said I'll still take you home.
No, it's fine. I mean, listen. But there's people that are dependable, like Happy.
Oh, don't even start saying that Cappy's more dependable than me.
I mean, he was there on Saturday. The minute boss Amanda and I got there was Cappy holding a sign that said Amanda and Chris.
Oh, that's cute.
That's right.
Did you really hold a sign?
You really are a corporate stooge now. Like, what happened to you?
Why am I a corporate stooge? I was picking up friends.
Oh, my God. You're sucking up to management all the time.
Why is that sucking up to management?
Well, I'm not management.
Yeah, you are.
Nah, consultant.
Yeah, you are.
Consigliere.
I was going to say, what
Not like Julian's consigliere.
No, just like
it. No, I was just going to say.
Where does Chris fall into line with the whole management versus non-management thing?
No, I'm my own island. Oh, no, Julian!
I don't believe that. I believe
I'm
you
at the
are...
Little League World Series.
Williamsport.
I want to comment, Clinton Yates, the big CY, posted a great picture of him and his dad, but I wanted to comment underneath. Does Pops know about Julian?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do
You're
that.
Terrible.
Clinton did send out a picture on Twitter. He's like, hey, everybody, let me introduce you to the original founder of the handsome man community.
Yeah. Pop still looks smooth. I'll tell him
his
that.
Dad. Yeah.
Is Clinton coming tomorrow?
Well,
no, he's in Williamsport.
So he's not coming to the remote.
Come on. He's coming back for this.
Is Beto? Now that Beto's got
Beto said he was going to be there, yeah.
But now that he doesn't like Cappy?
Well, be there for me.
Okay. And me, I think, too.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't like me?
Yeah.
Kenno?
So, I'm, by the way, just to get back to Lindsay real quick before we move on. The CarMax is in Irvine, you said, Lindsay?
Correct. So don't buy cars from them.
Oh, man. Wow. Well,
it's bad business.
And the other thing is,
it's bad business. Bad business.
And
because I've gone to... Like, I've been to a dealer and been like, oh, I want this car. And like, oh, yeah, no, these are spoken for. I've never done what Cappy did. I'm like, all right, spoken for somebody. You were like you're gonna swipe Lindsay's car.
No, hold on. I'm not going to swipe Lindsay's car. I'm telling you what happened. What happened
is. But would you do it?
Would I do it?
Yeah. Would you swipe Lindsay's car if you wanted the car at CarMax?
If I knew it was Lindsay's, yeah.
But the funny thing is, thanks, Cap. But the funny thing is,
I mean, just for the goof,
they didn't even reach out to me to tell me that. It took me texting, you know, they automated like, hey, if you have any questions, your appointment's at this time, blah, 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 blah. And so I texted and said, hey, can I send you my documents in advance just to save some time? And they asked a couple questions, and then I brought up that specific car so they could start the actual finance thing. And then she said, oh, that car's actually being sold to somebody else. So I would have gone all the way down there. And then they would have told me, because it still says right now in the CarMax app that the car is on hold for me.
Wow.
So that's just their...
Oh, I think you fight them for it.
Why don't you do what George did? Call Jacob and Ronnie.
Yeah. See if Jacob can help you.
I mean, how do I fight them? I did send him a text that's
I'm taking on Manhattan Beach. I haven't forgotten about you, Manhattan
that's
Beach.
True. You got a case.
Yeah. I'm taking on Manhattan Beach.
By the way, taking speaking of Manhattan down. Beach, Sedano, have you been to that Esperanza down there?
No.
I went there on Friday. They have a margarita. It burned my face off.
Wow.
I couldn't taste anything for an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
It was like some jalapeno margarita?
Oh, my God. I took a sip, and it was like somebody poured gasoline on fire down my throat.
Wow. Huh.
My type of drink.
It wasn't good, was it?
No. How is that good that it's so spicy you can't taste anything, and it burns?
Yeah.
I thought, because you mentioned Manhattan Beach, I thought, you know.
No, I know, but I know where the place is. Like, isn't that the place that's like by the pier?
Yeah.
I'm very simple. Vodka soda. I got Chris going on the vodka sodas.
I had taken down nine tequila sodas.
You didn't go to like Sugarfish? Don't you like that place and that your kind of spot?
Where? In Del Mar?
No, there's a Sugarfish right there next to Esperanza.
I didn't. The people I was with, they wanted to go to Esperanza.
Oh. Esperanza, Cocina de la Playa.
Why'd you get the jalapeno margarita, though?
Yeah, that's true. Why did you do that?
Because I wanted a simple margarita, and they didn't really have that. They have the, you know, they have the exotic margarita.
They just a regular one?
No.
If you do go to the beach in the South Bay, and you have kids, go to the Manhattan Beach Creamery. That the ice cream sandwich is there.
That is true.
Out of freaking control.
So far and in this segment, what we've done is we've told you where to get good ice cream.
Yeah.
And where not to buy a car.
Yeah. CarMax. Right. Irvine. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know, they told me, they texted me and said, please feel free to reach out to us for further assistance from customer relations. It's a great resource to make positive change and have your experience be heard.
Yeah,
that's
a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of bleepery is what happened.
I wonder what percentage of people say, put that car on hold and then don't show up and buy it. And then let's just say it's 50-50. They're like, I don't know, we got a 50% chance she's coming to buy it, 50% chance she's not.
But they didn't even let her know.
Right. Rude. It still says right now, as we speak, that it is on hold and reserved for me. So then don't reserve cars. If you're just going to sell it to the next person.
Why don't you call the manager and get him on the air?
Okay, let's do it.
I mean, if he wants to get on the air.
Talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him this is a bunch of bleepery.
Yeah. Right. If he's, but you have to tell him he's going to be on the air.
Right. Tell him we need to speak to him.
Okay.
So.
Or her.
Right. Or her. That's fair. Homebound Brewery. Come out tomorrow. Union Station, LA. Drink specials. We'll be there. Hang out. Community. Be part of it. Let's go. Coming up next, I didn't get to any of the Lakers stuff that I was going to get into because they do have other options, but they need to be cautious. We'll do that next.